Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alan Trammell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Leiter. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leiter fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Leiter. Raines moves to third. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips scores. Whitaker moves to second. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trammell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leiter fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Karkovice hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kreuter hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Gibson. The throw from Karkovice and he is out, Gielen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton strikes out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell strikes out. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines strikes out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trammell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Tettleton moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. Kreuter hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jeff Swartz now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura has Trammell trapped. There's the throw to Karkoviche and back to Ventura, who tags Trammell for the out. Kreuter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Gladden now playing left field. Tony Phillips now playing right field. Milt Kiler now playing center field. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fielder is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive towards third. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kiler hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers 5, and Chicago White Sox 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.